This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I'm sure most people don't want to be a failure. We want to be successful, have a happy life. If you look at any bookstore or go online, there are books like How to Be a Success in Business, The Principles of Success, or Why People Fail. So there's certainly nothing wrong with wanting to be a success, but let me be clear about this. It's good to set goals in life. It's about waking up in the morning with a sense of victory, not failure. And the road to success will probably be full of rejection and pain, hard work, disappointment, other discouraging things. But when you reach it, and you will feel a sense of happiness. And once I heard people say, as you may have, people don't plan to fail, but fail because they don't plan. And there's a lot of sense in that. The amazing thing is that some ordinary people have had an outstanding success. Warren Buffett, for example, successful in investing in long-term business. Bill Gates, creating a software empire that changed the way we use computers. Gandhi, he was successful for leading India into independence from the British. And one dictionary definition I saw says success is the satisfactory accomplishment of a goal sought for. Fair enough. To be successful, you've got to achieve the goal, be satisfied with the outcome. So how do you feel about yourself? This is called self-image. It's often misunderstood, not about having a super inflated ego. Dr. Joyce Brothers was right when she said a strong, positive self-image is the best possible preparation for success in life. It's a bit of a concern when you go through life thinking the worst of yourself. I'm a nobody. I'm never going to succeed. It's certainly time to get rid of negative thinking like that. The US space programs produced many successes and a few tragic failures as well. But the success of the NASA programs helps illustrate the importance of goal setting. Perhaps you've heard of the three electricians who were working on the Apollo spacecraft. And a reporter asked each of them what they were doing. The first person said, "I'm inserting transistors into circuits." The second said, "Oh, well, I'm soldering these wires together." And the third guy said, "I'm helping to put a man on the moon." Isn't it about your attitude? In the early 1960s, President John F. Kennedy set a goal of putting an American on the moon by the end of the decade. And in 1969, Neil Armstrong took his one small step. So a specific goal helped NASA achieve a major milestone in history. Dustin Hoffman is an extremely successful movie actor. His film career almost seems dazzling when you think about it, with an Oscar for the movie Kramer versus Kramer. And yet, consider what he says about happiness and satisfaction. This is what he said. Dustin Hoffman says, "I don't know what happiness is. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well," he said, "I'd strike out happiness, walk down the street and look at people's faces. When you demand happiness, aren't you asking for something that is unrealistic?" Well, success in one area doesn't guarantee satisfaction in another. You can reach all your goals and still not be at peace. So how can you achieve both goals and be satisfied? Being a Christian doesn't actually guarantee supreme success either, because Christians have their failures, but a relationship with God can enhance your self-concept, can clarify the goals and strengthen your determination, and it will certainly improve whatever you're doing. It's about the personal satisfaction that Jesus Christ provides. This can make a great difference too, because God thinks that you're very special. In fact, God says you're so special that he sent his only son to die in your place. And when you come to know Jesus Christ personally and realize the magnitude of his love for you, you can find strength to accept yourself and the freedom to take some risks and even face rejection, with a security that even if everyone else turns on you, God still loves you. Knowing that he wants the best for you can actually make you a successful person, even when you don't feel much like a success. Well, dear God, help me today to be sensitive to other people. I know that people do want to succeed. It's easy to focus on self and forget that other people have got feelings. Lord, we do rely on each other, and I can be out of tune, Lord, or out of step because of my selfishness. Help me today, Lord, to do and to say the right thing. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.